विष्णु पत्नी महामाए महापुरुष लक्ष्मणे प्रिय था मे महाभागे लोकमातर नमस्तुते।
After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotees should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and praise as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire universe, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, the consort of the Lord is none other than the Lord's divine potency manifest. It is Lord's potency. And because the potency is very important for part and parcel, because part and parcel is also coming out from the potency. The potent can claim that part and parcel is his, because part and parcel doesn't mean potent. It is the potency. We are not potent. We are potencies. Everything is manifested from the Lord is his potency. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Krishna does not produce purushas. He produces all his energies. What can you show? Can you produce anything? Whatever you produce is your potency. Virya. That is the potency. Anything, parashya shaktir vividhiya sruyate, sruyate. Sruya means manifestation. Manifestation in multifarious, not only one. Not only one, multifarious. He is the possession. Na chatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate na ta cha samasam adhika cha drashyate. Parasya shaktir vividhiya sruyate svabhaviki jnana balak kriyacha. The word sruyate is very important. Yesterday, we saw how to recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why Krishna is supreme? Because he is merciful, all merciful. And mercy manifest opulences or manifest the energies. When energies are manifesting themselves, then they are called opulences. Krishna is filled with all opulences, is it not? Now, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Purusha, Supreme Enjoyer. Why he is enjoyer? Why he is enjoyer? Bhagwan ko bhokta kyun kehte hain? Because only he manifests. He can manifest. Yesterday we saw elaborately that we cannot become merciful. We have to borrow the mercy of the Lord and then we can become merciful. We have no mercy on our own. Why? Because we have potency ourselves. How to recognize? This is a very important point. We are energies. Jivira Swarupohaira Krishnera Nityadas Krishnera Tatashta Shakti. Jiva is Tatashta Shakti. Jiva is never called Tatashta Purusha. It's called Tatashta Shakti. Veda Aveda Prakash. Here it is said there is no difference between the potent and the potency. Right? So, there is simultaneously Bhed and Abhed. There is no difference as far as the qualities are concerned. But there is difference because Krishna is the potent and he is the Purusha, and we are not Purushas. To think oneself to be Purusha is the root cause of his illusion, because it came out of enviousness. We saw that. So, all the jivas are potencies. They are never Purushas. To think oneself to be Purusha is the greatest mistake. Greatest mistake. Purusha means enjoyer. So, only that enjoying potency, Krishna made it so much covered up by illusory potency, Maya, that he can think himself Purusha over the other, you know, and this Maya is tricking, that makes somebody the better half, completely opposite in the body to, and that we call, oh, she is the object of enjoyment. Shakti, Shakti. But how is it? It is due to illusion. That one considers himself to be a man, another a woman. But no. Shakti is the potency. And Jiva is the potency. Is never a Purusha. But potency manifests. Because she is identical with the potent. If potent can manifest himself, the potency can also manifest. But because the potency is manifesting, we get the idea of the potent. Who is the possessor of the potency? So, here the potency is manifesting, and this is a she thinks that he is Purusha. That is the illusion. A potency can never play. Now, you must have seen Radharani, just to increase Krishna's love, she tries to imitate him. She holds the flute and she wants to play. No. Her idea is that, oh flute, you are so fortunate that you are drinking the nectar oozing from Lord Krishna's lips. What kind of pious activity have you done? So Krishna becomes so much merciful to keep you to the most relishable, you know, feature. So that is not imitation. People take and they want to portray Radharani to be Purusha. But these pastimes are so much important. Have you seen Radharani dressed like Krishna? Go past me. Krishna wants to meet Radharani because Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, Jatila's son. But this was a paramour love. Paramour love means parakiya ras. It is the topmost in spiritual life. So Krishna wanted to see, and Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radharani, she was very, very nasty woman, and she would not allow Radharani to go out because she knew that she'll be in trouble, or it is not nice that she's wedded to my son, and how come, Krishna is teasing her. So she was playing a role of little envious, mother-in-law. Jai Jai Shri Radha. So, but Krishna can outwit her. Radharani had a brother, Sridharma, and he has almost a look-alike feature of Radharani, that brother. He tells Sridharma, come, go to your sister's place. And Jatila will be guarding her. He says, hey Sridharma, why did you come? When she asked, you tell her, oh mother, have you seen my calf? Got lost. I have come to find out. Can I go and see from your backyard? He says, okay, no problem. Go. And Sridharma goes from the back door and enters the house and tells Radharani, come, change our clothes. Go, Krishna is waiting. And take the toy, calf, and take it. And Radharani dresses like that and comes out. And Jatila keeps on looking. Oh, you found, huh? Okay, bye. And they play the pastimes like that. Does it mean that Radharani is dressing like Krishna, therefore she wants to become enjoyer? No. The Shakti is so much malleable, molded according to desire of Krishna, just to please Krishna, can play any role. But she never have any iota that she wants to enjoy Krishna. Only the potent wants to see that he is the enjoyer. Remember when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent was supposed to come and Krishna was very thoughtful. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Enjoyer. So the anomalies in Kali Yuga that he started thinking, oh, Kali Yuga is very nasty age. What will be the remedy for the people who are born? I have just appeared and I was up to 125 years, and now I have wound up my activities, my pastimes to give them shelter. I have returned to my own abode. But what will happen to this now? How is it possible? So he was thinking that I'm called Triyugi. My name is Triyugi. I appear only in the schedule incarnation in the first three yugas and not in Kali Yuga. Because this poor living entities would not have even brain to understand me. So I have not to appear. I'm forbidden. But yet, you know, I have to go and save the entities, those who are favorable to me. What should I do? So, then he thought, oh, I know, 1,000 yugas before, I had to become my own devotee. But wait a minute, I will also take sannyas, so I don't need Radharani to come along with me. We will see, Lakshmi can appear for some time, but then I have to give her up. So Krishna was in contemplation within himself. Then he was thinking of his internal potency that I will not need you. Radharani says, yes, but you are going. So I will have to come incognito. So what should be the reason? So intrinsic reasons for Krishna to think that, oh, look at that. She is so faithful to me, you know. She is not my competitor. She is my own inseparable energy. And she will accompany without even manifesting herself. Look at that. So, she is such a wonderful person. I am already under, you know, her clutches, that she has captured me. How is it? What is so magnificent about her? Radharani, why does she love me so much that I cannot pay her back? I want to taste that love. She never competed. She never wanted to enjoy my love. But rather she is always the winner because she has so immense love herself. She wants me to be happy all the time, at all cost. So what is that? What kind of attractions she has in me that she loves me this? And what kind of taste her love has? Let me tell you. So what is that attraction? What is that love, and how that love wants to, I mean, will be tasted? For that, three internal reasons, Krishna said, I have to change the color because Radharani, you know, I will have to adapt your mood. And Radharani says, yes, you adapt my mood, so you have to adapt my color also. You know? In this way, she is inseparable energy. And Krishna always remains the supreme enjoyer. Radharani is never competing. And she is the winner. So her devotion to Krishna is unparalleled. Here it is said, Mahamaya Lakshmi, she is the expansion of the opulent Lord, of the six opulences, right? So, she is Vishnu Patni, it's Radha, but here is manifestation of Lakshmi, right? But nonetheless, it is the potency of the Lord. There is no difference between potent and potency. But yet, the potency doesn't want to become potent. If there is no difference, she has all the ability. But now, she doesn't want to be enjoyer. Yeah. She wants herself to be enjoyed by her Lord and Master. So, if everything that manifests from Krishna is his potency, how come this living entity wants to enjoy? It is simply an envious desire. Simply an envious desire. We are potencies. We are meant for enjoyment of the Supreme Potent, not by others. Don't think that our potency or whatever we are should not be enjoyed by somebody. No. Yesterday we saw in the Janasanghas, yeah, the nature of those who are attached to women, as well as those who are attached to those who are attached to women. Both are worthless of having association of. One should not associate with them because bhakti will be finished. Bhakti will be finished. If one wants to associate with a woman for enjoyment, then bhakti will be finished.
Everyone, most of householders.
No, you missed yesterday. You were not there. You have to associate as much it is needed to carry out the functionality ordained by the Supreme Lord. That association is not Janasangha. But the spirit of enjoyment should be avoided. Because first of all, you are not the enjoyer. You are not the enjoyer. You are Shakti. So unless and until we become envious of Krishna, the Shakti wants to become Shaktiman, the false enjoyer. So here, for a man, woman is woman, means object of sense gratification, and for woman, man is woman. If one thinks that she is a woman. No, the spirit soul are Shaktis. Both are female in nature. And both are meant for enjoyment of Krishna. So in devotion, both men and women are equal and they are meant for the enjoyment of Krishna and nobody else. If we think we are the enjoyer, then out of that misconception, Brahma created us. The very first misconception that we are responsible of, that we are not the enjoyers. If you know Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvam Shanti Mrityate. Krishna is Bhukta. Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer of anything. Because everything is his opulences, they are manifestation of his energies. Aham sarvasya prabhavo means whatever is produced from me is of my energy. So Krishna has variegated energies. We are also one of the energies. We are called marginal energy. We are not called marginal Purushas. Krishna never produces any Purusha. So, the living entity who wants to become Purusha, means the enjoyer, then they say, okay, you enjoy each other. So one becomes a Purusha, another becomes a stri, woman. And okay, exploit your own. But you will be totally mesmerized by each other and will take the toll of each other. But if you want to understand this secrecy, the secret, then you understand Vishnu Patni Mahamaya. You should worship Lakshmi Devi now and understand that she is known different than Vishnu. She is also transcendental, but she doesn't want to enjoy Vishnu. Rather, she is the servitor of Vishnu. That's easy to understand. So therefore, you don't think that, oh, you are not supposed to serve. Vishnu already had his thousands of Lakshmis, hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis. So, this is an important point. Why do you have to pray Mother Lakshmi? Because you can relate to mother. And mother is potency. So, we have been given mother. Why father is not begetting? Why mother is only giving? But, she is potency. But why father is not begetting? Because he has to humble himself. He has to be more humble. Rather than they become egoistic to control the potency, so they become false enjoyer, false controller. So, this is very much important. Then, father should not forget that he is the potency. He is also the potency. And potency is female in nature. So, the bodily conception of life means envious conception. And this ignorance is caused by the enviousness. So, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Therefore, rules and regulations for householder life is there. You know? Okay, false enjoyer, now take up the responsibility to protect everyone. Here is your potency, your inspiration, or whatever, you want to enjoy, here it is. But if potency is enjoying the potency, is it possible? So the idea is that we are not the enjoyer, we are meant for service to Krishna. So in this way, we can understand that we must pray to Mother Lakshmi because she is going to teach us. She nourishes and makes us mature to understand. She is the first guru. Father is the second guru. Mother is the first guru. So it is the potency of the reality that we have to understand, you know. And this verse is simply a prayer, but it's very meaningful in order to understand our eternal relationship with the Supreme. If you are an enjoyer, then we never hear that Krishna has produced so many enjoyers. Krishna has not produced any enjoyer. Everything is meant for his enjoyment. That's why he has produced everything. He enjoys these foolish pastimes of men and women. He enjoys the foolish pastimes of men and women. But he enjoys that and makes it so troublesome that a man, out of all the duties if he performs, then he will be able to understand first, then the woman. Because she is protected, she doesn't have to think anything else except of her protection. Oh, I'm well taken care. Good. So she doesn't. But this guy has to take care of himself, take care of others. So therefore, most of the instructions in the shastras are given to him for man. False enjoyer. Not to the Prakriti. Generally, female are very much easily inclined in the subject matter of religion. You know? Everywhere in every religion, the proportion of the women is more than men to attend. Why? Because that's the makeup of the body, psyche, and everything. Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. If you want to become a woman next time, there is possibility. I don't know, in this life it is possible. Transsex operations are available. What do you want? Everything is available. But it is still the false enjoyer. So, Lakshmi has all the qualities and opulences of Lord Vishnu. She is goddess of fortune. She bestows all fortune. To receive the spiritual knowledge is also very fortune. Oh Lord, it's called spiritual fortune. Who has? Everybody do not get this. Prabhupada says in the purport, if you contemplate on the Lakshmi, because all the opulences are there, the same enjoying mentality will want to possess the opulence, not the master of it. So they will steal from him. They want to enjoy the potency of the Lord. So they are false enjoyers. And Krishna killed Ravana for the same reason. Shri Radhara Bhavebe Gaura Ravatar. Hare Krishna Maha Karila Prachar. Why he gave us the mercy of Radharani through chanting Hare Krishna. He took Radha Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the mood of Radharani. And he ended up giving Harina to all of us. And Harinam is nothing but addressing to Radharani. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is an address to Radharani. Oh, my dear Radharani, please engage me in pure devotional service of Lord Shri Krishna, who is all attractive and all blissful personality of Godhead. So, we are reminded of our original nature. There we are Shaktis. And we can pray to Shakti. Only through Shakti and recommendation of Maya or Radharani that Krishna will become merciful. We have to go through the devotee. Radharani is the greatest devotee, devotional Shakti. She is the manifestation of Bhakti Shakti. You see Gadadhar Pandit, you see Srivas Acharya, they all are Bhakti Shakti. You know. Even though they were in the male body, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Acharya, but yet they were manifestation of their female attitude. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand Gadadhar's bhava. So, any question now?
He's feeling separation. But he came in the mood of a pure devotee.
So yes, Radha Bhava.
So, what was he feeling?
In the first, in Adi Leela itself, the secrets of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance has been elaborately described in Adi Leela. The three reasons are there, intrinsic reasons, internal reasons. Bhagavatam says only that he appeared to propagate the Sankirtan movement, but that is an external reason. Internal reasons are to come in the appearance of Radha Bhava.
I can repeat the three reasons. Can you repeat?
What?
Can you repeat the three reasons for Lord Chaitanya appear?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Give me Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'll read.
Adilila?
Adilila. Internal reason.
Part one, no?
Yes. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal reasons of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of the transcendental love of Shri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving actions, transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject and the Lord wanted to relish the loving mellow on the position of the object of Srimati Radharani. That is the first reason. Radharani's position. Second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna. Said, Krishna is thinking, why she is so much attracted to me? What do I have? Right. You know, Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime, and to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoys his company and he enjoys the company of Radharani, but the exchange of transcendental mellows between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Radharani than to Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. Radharani was tasting more. So Krishna has to come on platform of Radharani, her position assumed. So he has to combine with Radharani back. Unless and until he combines with his own body, he will not be able to relish. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. They are combined form. Understood these three reasons?
Yeah.
Internal. External is chanting. So, spreading the holy name is the external reason.
Another question for you. Not according to this class, but like, well, Krishna is origin, the reason for Lord by mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All Acharya and Srila Prabhupada, who has got this diamond, you know, devotional service. But we became unfortunate. I have to say, because after taking initiation, we commit offenses because of previous, before we came in Krishna consciousness, because before life, bad habit. So, because that desire comes again and we do commit offense again. Hare Krishna. And then somebody trying again, or Krishna is forgetting.
But Krishna is very patient. He is waiting for us. You know. He is very tolerant of us. He is still counting us as devotees. That is, you know, not for our puffed up pride, but to understand the humility, to develop the humility. And we have to become humble. Why? Because we are energies. We are supposed to be enjoyed by Him. We have to be humble. If you don't become humble, you know, then your life will be ruined. Right?
Ruined.
Yeah, it will be finished. The position of Jiva is Shakti. Not Shaktiman. Never you can hear anywhere that Krishna Bhagavan ne भोगी पुरुष अपने जैसा पैदा किया हो. हाँ पुरुष, कृष्ण भगवान अकेले ही पुरुष है.
हाँ,
वो पैदा करते हैं शक्ति को. कृष्ण नेवर प्रोड्यूस्ड दीज गाइस, दे बिकम एनवियस टू बिकम पुरुष. जब द्वेष होता है कि कृष्ण तो अकेला ही पुरुष, ना ना हम भी. एंजॉय. सो फर्स्ट वी हैव टू करेक्ट दैट पोजिशन. वी आर नॉट पुरुषस, वी आर प्रकृति. इट्स द शक्ति. ऑल राइट हरि बोल. My eyes are getting rolled out.
प्रभुत्व.